Prolonged exposure, or flooding, has been studied more thoroughly than any other PTSD treatment. Patients are asked to focus their attention on the traumatic material and not distract themselves with other thoughts or activities. Research has shown that up to 100 minutes of flooding, in which anxiety-provoking triggers are presented in an intense, sustained form, are required before decreases in anxiety are reported. Exposure sometimes helps to deal with fear and anxiety, but it has not been proven to help with guilt or other complex emotions. In contrast to its effectiveness for irrational fears, such as spiders, CBT has not done so well for traumatized individuals, particularly those with histories of childhood abuse. Only about 1 in 3 participants with PTSD who finish research studies show some improvement. Those who complete CBT treatment usually have fewer PTSD symptoms, but they rarely recover completely. Most continue to have substantial problems with their health, work, or mental well-being. In the largest published study of CBT for PTSD, more than 1/3 of the patients dropped out. The rest had a significant number of adverse reactions. Most of the women in the study still suffered from full-blown PTSD after 3 months in the study, and only 15% no longer had major PTSD symptoms. A thorough analysis of all the scientific studies of CBT show that it works about as well as being in a supportive therapy relationship. The poorest outcome in exposure treatments occurs in patients who suffer from mental defeat, those who have given up. Being traumatized is not just an issue of being stuck in the past. It's just as much a problem of not being fully alive in the present. One form of exposure treatment is virtual reality therapy, in which veterans wear high-tech goggles that make it possible to refight the Battle of Fallujah in lifelike detail. As far as I know, the U.S. Marines performed very well in combat. The problem is that they cannot tolerate being home. Recent studies of Australian combat veterans show that their brains are rewired to be alert for emergencies, at the expense of being focused on the small details of everyday life. We'll learn more about this in Chapter 19 on neurofeedback. More than virtual reality therapy, traumatized patients need real-world therapy, which helps them to feel as alive when walking through the local supermarket or playing with their kids as they did in the streets of Baghdad.